From Dumerc, rearguard action. Now equilibrium is the very opposite of disorder. Rudolf Arnheim. In July of 2016, the South Korean government of Park Junhai formally agreed to host America's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System THAAD, the most powerful and reliable missile interceptor technology in the U.S. repertoire. The decision was not without controversy, both domestically and with China, South Korea's largest trading partner. The Chinese argued that THAAD X-band radar could surveil deep into their territory and warned its installation would destroy relations between China and South Korea. Despite these fervent objections, the Seongju THAAD battery was installed in 2017, with 6 launchers at that single site. After a period of economic reprisals, the South Korean government agreed to something of a détente with the Chinese, and no additional THAAD batteries have been installed since. Judging by what has been allowed to appear in print, it seems to have shocked U.S. military planners with its success. New satellite images from several key military bases in the Arabian Peninsula suggest that Iran is seeking to degrade air defenses by destroying U.S.-made radars that detect incoming missiles and drones. Although the fog of war is blinding, open-source intelligence and eventually reporting in legacy media outlets confirmed that Iran made targeting THAAD installations across the Middle East a priority mission in the early stages of the current conflict. Buildings housing similar radar systems were also hit at 2 locations in the United Arab Emirates. CNN analysis shows, although it is unclear if the equipment was damaged. Further evidence for the effectiveness of Iran's THAAD strikes emerged with news that the U.S. was removing at least parts of Seongju installation and rushing them to the Middle East theater. A Washington Post report on Tuesday, March 10, citing 2 unnamed U.S. government officials said that the United States had been moving parts of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense THAAD anti-missile system stationed in South Korea to the Middle East, where the U.S. is fighting a war against Iran. The radar system for an American THAAD missile battery in Jordan was struck and apparently destroyed in the first days of the U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran, a satellite image taken on Monday shows. According to South Korean media reports, the U.S. has also begun sending Patriot missile defense systems to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Seoul has indirectly confirmed the moves. To most analysts, these events are but a notable detail in a much larger conflict. They might indicate Iran was more prepared to fight a protracted war than U.S. military planners realized, or that the much-publicized U.S. missile interceptor shortage is as bad as feared. To our eyes, however, this news flow painted a confirmatory pattern for one of our most out-of-nowhere calls of 2025, namely that the physics of Korean reunification make it all but inevitable on a timeframe few are anticipating. If we are right, such an event would provide critically important clues for the new geopolitical order that will emerge from the war with Iran. Let's head to the Korean Peninsula and revisit this important question.